Okay, Chizkuni Parshas Lech Lecha. So the pasuk begins with Hashem telling Abram to go to Eretz Yisrael. Mibeis Avicham Lo'adotcha L'Eretz Ashareka, and Hashem will give all these good things to him. So the Chizkuni just explains all of them. Meaning to say, like, for Mibeis Avicha, you might think Abram shouldn't leave his home because he's going to miss out on his Yerusha. So that's why it says, as Chalek Gadol V'Avarcha, you're going to get more money if you go to Eretz Yisrael. You'll have even more money. And as Chalakai Gadol, even though your wife's an Akara, she'll have kids. And this is one of the places we learn that Ashini Makam can change the Gzira. If you change a place, you can change the Gzira, because he was not supposed to have kids. If he leaves where he is and goes to Eretz Yisrael, he can have kids. And if you're going to say, how can I go to another land? I don't have any relatives there. Nobody knows me. Nobody's going to be my friend. I'm going to be all alone. That's Va'avarcha Mevarchecha. That's how that answers that. I will bless those who bless you. Meaning, he says, I will love everyone who loves you, Avram, and I will hate anyone who hates you. So you can have a lot of friends. And anybody who helps you, things will go well for them. Anyone who tries to hurt you, things will go bad for them. So that's to take care of that issue. Okay, and Vayelech Ito Lot. So Lot goes with him. Now this is an interesting ha'ara, you may not have thought about. But, so Lot was Haran's kid. So the Chizkuni says the following ha'ara, that Haran, if you remember the story where Nimrod threw Avram into the Kibshan Aish, because he said he would not worship Avodah Zarah, and he destroyed his father's idols. So Nimrod throws Avram into the Kibshan Aish, and is miraculously saved. And then Haran, remember Rashi tells us, Haran thought to himself, okay, if Avram saved, I'll say I'm with Avram. If Avram dies, I'll say I'm with Terach and Avodah Zarah. So then when Avram was saved, then they asked Haran, what team are you on? And he said, I'm with Avram. And they threw Haran in the fire and he got burned. Okay, so a little bit, Avram felt bad about that he was indirectly, obviously it was not his fault, but indirectly responsible for Haran dying. Therefore, says the Chizkuni, he took in Lot as a ben bais. Lot is Haran's son, so he took Lot into his house as a family member. He took care of him because of his father dying because of him, sort of. If you think of something else, Lot's sister was Sarah, because it says that Haran had, we know Lot was Haran's son, that it says. It also says that he was Avi Milka v'Avi Yiska. Yiska, Chazal say, is Sarah. So that means Lot and Sarah are sisters, brother and sister, rather. So they were both in Avram's house. Avram marries Sarah, which is Haran's daughter, and he also brings in Lot into his house as a ben bais. Just an interesting thing, you know, maybe you didn't think of, but this idea that's why Avram took Lot in, that's from the Chizkuni. But the Chizkuni also mentions things about Sarah was the sister as well. Okay, next. So Avram comes to Mitzrayim because of the famine, and then he sees that Sarah is pretty, and he says, okay, you have to say you're my sister. So Rashi says at the end of that Rashi that I got to, he just noticed that she was beautiful, because he didn't notice till now because of her tznius, and now because they're coming to Mitzrayim, you have to say you're my sister. And the last line of that Rashi is, Hine na Adonai suruna. So there it says na as well, meaning Rashi's commenting on the fact that it says Hine na yadati, and he just explained that Avram only realized now. So na means now. Hine na yadati. Behold, now I know. And Rashi says, I found one other place similar to that. It's in Bereishis and Yud Tes Amud Beis, where it also means na means now. Because Rashi always says, in the whole rest of Chumash, that na means please. Bevakasha. Na always means please. And the rest of the whole Chumash, I'm sorry, the rest of the Chumash means please. And these two places are the only places where it means now. It's just interesting that Unkelus is the opposite. Unkelus says that na always means now, except when he's forced to. Again, I could be, can't swear that I know every other place. As far as I know, 100% of the time, with the one exception I'm about to tell you, Unkelus always says na means now, with the exception of where there was two nas in a pasuk where you can't say that. Where Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's davening for Miriam, he says, Kael na rafa na la. So there's two nas. One has to be please. Kael na rafa na la. There means God please heal her now. Or whatever the, one of them has to be, Bavakasha. But it's just interesting. There's this very big machlokas. Unkelus always translates na as now, with one exception that I'm aware of, and Rashi always translates it as because, with two exceptions that he mentions here. Hinei na yadati, and hinei na, and suruna, in Bereshis Yates, Yates, Perek Yates, Pasuk Beis. Okay. Next. So he says that the Mitzrim are going to, if they think that you're my wife, they're going to kill me. So why would they kill Avram? If you're going to tell me, says the Chizkuni, because one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is you can't take someone else's wife, well, so is murder. Like, why is one better than the other? Why would he be afraid that they'd kill him so that they can marry his wife? So just take the wife. They don't have to kill him. If they just want to violate things, they just walk off with his wife, which is what they did. Right? They walk off with the wife and take her to Paro's house. It's a big deal. So he gives three answers to this. One is that, okay, they were it's Mitzrayim. They were known for his nus. That's one of the, they were shtufei zima, and so they would more quickly violate, their obsession with nus would cause them to kill Avram. So that, this way, there's no, should be, you know, no, I guess there should be no troubles, but I mean, in their desire to do Neuf, that would just lead them to kill him because they were so obsessed with Snus, they would just get rid of him, so it would be less, I guess, less of a issue, for the future. Anyway, the second answer he gives is they'd rather do an Avera once of murder and get that over with instead of doing, adultery a million times. So this way they only do the Avera instead of doing a million Averas. And the third answer is that they're going to kill me, not like what it sounds like, but they're going to kill me, lest I come and scream to the king, hey, someone stole my wife. So they don't want me to tell on them, the guys who will take the wife to the king. So they're going to kill me so I don't come and scream to the king. But in other words, the people who will take his wife to the king, they're just wanting to make the king happy. And they're going to kill him so that he doesn't tell on them. That's the third shot. Okay, so Paro takes her. And Paro guests, by Yanahaga Hashem is Paro. Paro guests are us. So the Chizkuni asks, what did Paro do wrong? He did say it was the sister. So what did Paro like, Abimelech asked? So the Chizkuni asks on Paro, what did Paro do wrong? How come he gets Taras? He didn't do anything wrong. He did say it was the sister. So he gives a very interesting answer. The end of the pasuk says, it says, Vayanahaga Hashem is Paro, Nagayim Gedolim is Beiso, Hashem give Paro Taras in his whole house. Al Devar Sarai Eshes Avram. On the words of Sarai Eshes Avram. So Rashi there says it means based on what Sarah said, meaning Sarah would tell the Melech, go give this guy Tzaras, give that guy Tzaras. The Chizkuni says, no, it's because it's Al Devar Sarai Eshes Avram, meaning, she told Paro. It was based on her words, even though Paro took her, or had his agents take her, because she went around saying she was just a sister. When it came time, Paro was, you know, approaching her, I guess, so she told him that Avram's my husband. So that was Al-Dabar Sarai Yishez Avram, because Sarah said that she was really Avram's wife. He also brings a medrash, by the way, that, you know, it says by Paro he got Tzaras, and by Abimelech it says all their orifices were stopped up. So he just brings a medrash that both got both. Paro had both things, and Abimelech had both things. Okay. So now we know that Lot and Avram have this disagreement about where their sheep are grazing, right? And so they split up, and Lot goes to stone. So now this is a very unique shot. I don't think anybody else says this. In Pasuk Yud Beis, it says, Avram yashav be'eretz Kanan, v'Lot yashav be'areya kikar, v'ye'ehel ad stone. So he put his tents up to stone. So the Pashup tried to understand, okay, he went to Sodom. That's what we know the story is, that Lot went to Sodom, and therefore, you know, and he got caught up with them, and Avram had to come and save him, and so Lot was a big Russia that he went to Sodom. Listen to the Chizkuni. It's basically the same thing, but one very big difference, that this is actually singing the praises of Lot, by Yael Had Ad Sodom. Says the Chizkuni, he made his tent up to Sodom, below Bistom. He would not go into Sodom, because they were sinners. And that's what it says, Velot Yoshev Bashar Stone. He was, his house was in the wall. know, like they say, Rachav, her house was in the wall. His house was in the wall. It was not in Sodom. He would not go in because he knew they were sinners. So he never went into Sodom. He never lived in Sodom. He lived right outside, right in the wall, next to the wall, whatever. Not in Sodom itself, because they were sinners. Then the next pasuk is that when Lot goes away, Hashem amar al Avram, achari pared Lot me'imo. Hashem says to Avram, when Lot leaves, Sana yinecha, I'm going to give you Tzavona, Negba, Akin, Mabiyam, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, achari pared Lot, that Hashem wouldn't speak to him till Lot left. The Chizkuni says, that it's addressing the fact that Avram split with Lot. So Hashem is telling Avram, don't think what you gave Lot, he's actually getting. You're going to get everything. It's Acharehi Pared Lot Me'imo, when Lot left, saying, as if to say, you're going to get everything. I know Lot left, and he went away to Sodom or that area to take it. He's not getting it. You're getting everything. Not just what you kept for yourself, even what you gave to him, you're going to get that too. Okay, so now later on, we just said that Lot didn't actually live in Sodom. He was on the outskirts, or in the wall. So then you have a little bit of a problem in Pasuk Yud Beis. It says, Veikchu es Lot, when they come and capture they have the wars, and they come and capture the whole city of Sodom. And it says, Veikchu es Lot, Vechusho, Venachi Avram Vayelechu, Vehu Yoshev Bisodom. And he's living in Sodom. So it sounds like he's living in Sodom. So the Chizkuni says that, because of fear, he went into the city. But I guess he didn't typically live in the city, or he just went in right then. But he didn't typically live in the city. Okay, so now after the war with the four kings, and he rescues Sodom and Lot, it says, Achar Jemayila Hayad Rashem al Avram Avach Salimur, Al Tir Avram, Anochem Magin Lach, don't worry Avram, and Avram says, Mati Tenli Vanochem Lecharir Ben Meshek Besi, Hu Damesek Eliezer, and Hine Ben Besi Yereshosi. So Avram complains, that whatever I have it's nothing because, I don't have a kid. And Ben Besi Yorishosi, which means, Eliezer is going to be in charge. I don't have any kids. And Eliezer is going to be, Yorish me. So the Chizkuni says that, I mean, Hashem already promised Avram that he would have a kid. What's he saying? I don't have a kid. Hashem says you're going to have a kid. So what does it mean? I don't have any kids, and then Ben Besi Yerushalsi. So the Chizkuni says that it means that even though I know you, Hashem, said I'm going to have a kid, but I don't have a kid yet. And so even though I'm sure, I trust you that I'll have a kid by the time he dies, however, who's going to run the show? If Avram dies, which I guess he expected to die relatively soon, I guess, I don't know. But if he dies and his kid is young, then who's going to run the house? Eliezer, because the kid will be too young. So he was saying, if I have a kid, if it keeps getting pushed off, so then he's going to have a kid right before he dies, and then Ben Besi Yerushalsi, which will mean that Eliezer will run the show. To which Hashem promises him, no, that's not going to happen. You're going to have a kid, and he's going to be running the show. In other words, he'll be old enough to run the show when you die. Anyway, and it ends with that story of Ham in Bashem, Yechshevel Lo Tzedaka. He believed in Hashem, Yechshevel Lo Tzedaka. So Rashi says that means that Hashem considered it a Tzedaka, that he believed, a Tzedaka, that meaning something good for Avram, that he believed. But the Chizkuni says, and others say that no, it means Avram considered it a Tzedaka, that he should have a kid was a chesed from Hashem, like he didn't deserve it, it was a chesed. Okay, then we have the story of the Bris Bein Abasarim. And just one interesting ha'ara, it says, Hashem says to Avram at the end, Dor Ravi Yashuvu Heina, they're your fourth generation, which the Chizkuni means, obviously, the fourth generation of people who go down to Mitzrayim, not fourth generation from Avram, the four generations of the people go down to Mitzrayim, starting from the Shvatim, that's when it starts from. Yaakov doesn't count because he went down to Egypt when he was very old, he explains. It starts from Yehuda, like that, the Shvatim, so that's door generation one. As was brought here, that Yehuda and I forgot the people after Yehuda, someone Chetzron and Kalev. I forgot the four. Peretz. Yehuda, Peretz, Chetzron, and Kalev. So Kalev goes back to Israel, and Yehuda is the one who went down to the tribes. So that's four generations. Okay, and why is it Dor Avi Yeshuva Heina? Why is that? Why not now, or why not sooner? Maybe Kilo Shalem Avonhem Ariad Heina. So Chizkuni just explains things that you probably wondered when you were first reading this pasuk. The who? The Amori? What's with the Amori? What do you mean? You can't come back to Israel because the sins of the Amorim have not been enough. The Amorim, what about the Knanim and the Girgashi and the whatever? What's the Yichus of Amori that they get special mention over here? That the sins of the Amorim have not been filled up. So that's just a Pasha Pshat question, right? So the Chizkuni explains that, it's just because Avram lived there. Like that's, it says Avram Yoshev Belonei Mamre. That's Amori town. So that's why he mentioned the Amorim. That's why he will come back here. He can't come back here to this place. Until those sins of the people of this place are done. Okay, then we have the story of Hagar being given over to Avram. So it says that Sarah couldn't have kids, and she had a maidservant, a mitzris, who was her shivcha. So we know Rashi tells us that this shivcha that Sarah had was really Paro's daughter. So that whole story where what happened with Avram and Sarah going in down to Mitzrayim and then Paro almost sinning with her. So he sees these nisim, he gives his daughter over to Sarah as a maidservant because at least she'll be connected to Avram that way. So that's the story. And that's what Rashi tells us. Rashi leaves off the last part of that medrash which the Chizkuni brings, which is the reason why Hagar was called Hagar was because Paro said to his daughter, Ha Agrech, this is your reward. Agar is reward. So Hagar, ha Agrech, here is your reward, meaning I'm giving you a present. You think you're the princess and I'm giving you over to be a maidservant. No, no, it's really a reward because I'm giving you over to a miracle worker, to someone like Avram. So it was her schar. That's how she became Hagar. Then she gets given over to Avram and she has a kid and now Hagar seems like she loses respect for her and she's not willing to be Mishamish Sarah. So Sarah, says the Chizkuni, does not complain to her because of the covet of Avram, because since she was with Avram, so as the covet of Avram, she didn't want to go after Hagar for not being Mishamisher, not doing her work for her, serving her. But she expected Avram to do that. She expected Avram to say something, and Avram didn't. So that's what the Chizkuni says. She said, Chamasi Alecha, meaning I'm standing up for your covet by not saying anything, but you should stand up for my covet by saying something. So therefore, Yishbar Hashem b'nei avinecha. Therefore, Hashem should judge between you and me where I stand up for your covenant and you don't stand up for mine. Okay. So we know, anyway, the story goes on. Hagar has a kid or is pregnant with a kid and the Malach tells her that he will be a para adam, which we usually translate as a wild man. So the Chizkuni says, no, it means a merchant. It means a tagar, who's going around from place to place selling his wares. And anyone who no one knows who they are, that's a para adam. It doesn't mean wild, it means a stranger, someone people don't know. That's a para adam. So, yodo bakol v'yad kolbo, meaning economically, transactions, people will do business with him, he'll do business with everyone, everybody will do business with him, because he'll be all over the place. That's he'll be a stranger wherever he is. That's wild in that sense, I guess you would say. He's going to be all over the place, living everywhere, being a merchant. The other shot he brings is he's going to conquer everybody, and then eventually they're going to conquer him. What the exact translation is of Pera is, he only says it in French, and I don't know French. Gimel Aleph Reish Zion. I don't know. But it means he says he'll conquer everyone, and in the end they'll conquer him. Okay. So Avram has his name. Avram is changed to Avram, and Chazal say anyone who says his name is Avram is over Baasei. And we know Yaakov also had his name changed. Chizkuni just brings Chazal, maybe many of us are familiar with, probably. Yitzchak is, of the three of us, did not have his name changed. Avram and Yaakov did, because Avram and Yaakov were called those names by people, whereas Hashem named Yitzchak, and therefore his name stays. Okay, just bring it, because Chizkuni brings in just the last thing at the end of the parasha. It says, Betzem ha-yom hazeh nimol Avram. So Avram got a bris milah. So Chizkuni asks, why did Avram not make a bris milah as soon as he recognized Hashem? Meaning we know Avram kept the whole Torah Kodim Shenitna. So why didn't he get a bris milah immediately? So it's not clear what the Chizkuni is asking. Is he asking why didn't Avram do it on his own, or why didn't Hashem command him right away to do it immediately? So I don't want to stick words in his mouth because there's discussions about that, about that question. Why did Avram not mal himself since he kept the Torah Kodesh Vinit, and he kept the whole Torah? Why did he wait for Hashem to command him to do Bismillah? Why didn't he just do it right away? So this just asks, why didn't he do it as soon as he recognized Hashem? So does he mean, sounds like he means, why didn't Avram do it on his own? Or you can interpret it to just mean, why didn't Hashem command him immediately? Either way, the answer is, Shalotinal Delas Bifnei Geirim. To make it not that people won't want to become Geirim. Because they'll say, look, as soon as he recognized God, Hashem said, okay, let me give you Tsar. So that's not nice. So therefore, he didn't do it right away when he became a Geir, when he joined Tachas Kanfei Shechina, rather. It was only much later that Hashem gave him that mitzvah.